This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the familiar theme for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. You are about to participate, audio files unite, participating in the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of March 28th to the 1st of April. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. I was trying to come up with some, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, I was trying to come up with some clever April Fool's joke for you. And I'm not very clever when it comes to doing April Fool's things. Are you? Do you do April
Fool's
things?
No, I'm not, actually. I have mixed feelings about practical jokes. Sometimes they really backfire. And, you know, jokes can backfire. Nowadays, look at the big buzz this week was about a joke. Yeah. The big slappy days.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, so, slappy days.
I just thought of that. Yeah. No, it just popped
Monday,
up in my head.
Tuesday, slappy days.
Right, slappy days. And you have to spell it D-A-Z-E. Makes it even more.
So that's a good headline for the Michael Harrison interview, or maybe some of the things that you do.
I just wrote it down.
Happy
days. I just sometimes you ever wonder where ideas come from? Like, do you think that your brain? I don't mean to go off on a metaphysical bent, but just this example of me just saying slappy days. Yeah, where do ideas come from? Does the brain create them, or is the brain a receiver that picks them up from the cosmos?
Where do we get ideas in general? And you look up, we do spend a lot of time looking out there, looking up at the sky. And just as an ancillary, I'm sure you saw this week as well, didn't make the top 10. But that new space telescope, the Webb telescope, found a star, the furthest one out, that's 12, almost 13 billion years old, and it's identified it. It's gone out there. It was first spotted by Hubble in 2018, and now it's been seen by the Webb, and they've made a clearer picture of it. And so here we are arguing, fussing, and fighting here on Earth about nonsense. And look up at, I don't believe much in religion, but I certainly believe in a power that's greater than we are. And and what are we supposed to? I think we all learn things and do things because we're supposed to. There is a divine order to things, I think. And so, we're finding all this stuff. I know you and I both share a similar point of view when it comes to looking through the window out into the universe, and we become very philosophical, and that's not our job here necessarily, but it's kind of cool to...
We cannot afford to be abstract or intelligent. That's a bad
horrible thought.
That's bad.
But you know what? That's something, when you get right down to it, we are a country, and maybe the world, but we've succumbed to what is, not important. And people say, well, how will you decide what's important? I'm a human being. I look around. I make observations. That's what I do in part for a living. And my observation is that we are falling apart quickly in our ability to communicate based on these God-blessed devices. Nobody's learning anything in school. For the most part, we're creating an adultish world. Is that something that's, am I too extreme with that?
No, it's a fascinating topic. Are we getting smarter, or are we getting dumber, or are we getting both?
Yeah.
And,
Did you think the countdown charts reflect any of that? When you look back at the 32 years you've been doing this, at the charts that every week you've produced for 32 years at Talkers Magazine, the story list and a people list, and we've been doing this radio program almost that long, When you think about, I would love, you know, that'd be a great exercise. We could do like Casey Kasem used to do, and take one of the weeks from the history makers, and just look at the, just spend 2-3 minutes every week looking at the topics from this week in 1991. Or yeah. something, and see yeah. how the story's
very interesting. No, that is interesting. Something else that's very interesting, and for the folks waiting for the chart, we'll get to it in a moment.
We'll
another,
get right to
another,
it. Yeah.
Another interesting thing that I find going back, because think about it, you know, basically managed search of what people are talking about on the radio and in the media week after week after week for 32 years. Now, mm-hmm. That's not all I do, obviously, but that's one of the things that I do. And I have to tell you, it's given me a profound insight into trends and the basic rhythm of the news and the national conversation. There's a rhythm to it. There's an ebb and a flow, it's very interesting. And the thing that I find fascinating is to sometimes go back and find stories that were huge in their day. Huge talk radio topics that have been almost completely forgotten. Yeah. That, you know, a great example just popped. I forgot his name. I think it was Michael something. He was caned they whipped him.
In Singapore.
Singapore, right.
Yep. Yeah.
We were talking about that for weeks.
Yeah.
That
was 30 years ago. That was close to 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
How the hell did I remember that?
Because it pops right back. But, I mean, they're, and remember the obsession in the 90s with the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh, my God, forever.
And how many people became famous from the judge to the prosecutor to the houseboy.
How many people do you think? All right, so here's a good question. For the audience of all, we tend to have a pretty broad spectrum of demographic here on the Talk Radio Countdown show. So I would wonder how many people remember Judge, was it Ito? Wasn't that his name?
Judge Ito. Ito.
Yeah, from the O.J. trial. Who remembers
the maybe? I'll bet you a significant percentage of the people listening to this broadcast right now are going, Judge Izzo.
If they're our age, but does that get, do people get that?
Of course the younger people don't know. Of course the younger people forget, but then again, we don't know a lot of things that our parents knew as everyday things. There are generations of people now. Well, there's a generation of people who never set foot in that strange foreign land known as the 20th century. Mm. We, you, me, and I would say 75 to 80% of the people listening to this broadcast are immigrants from the 20th century living in this strange new world known as the 21st century. Oh, we speak the language. We know how to deal with everything. We're part of the culture, but we're not as facile at it as those who are natives of the 21st century. And they are now 22 years old.
Yep.
There are people who can vote. There are people who are adults who have never been in the 1900s. Mm. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to get a big kick out of the idea that my grandparents were born in the 1800s, or that you'd sometimes come up with a coin in general circulation that was from the 1800s. You'd find an Indian head penny or a mercury dime or all kinds of things. We are now at a time where you could just see around you the architecture, the media. It's just obvious on every level of human existence that the 20th century is rapidly dissolving. It's just fading away before our very eyes.
The credibility of what you know. And it's interesting, you mentioned coins. Number two this week, and we get to the story list in a second, is the economy. And one of the subsets of that discussion has been the lack of coinage in America, where people are either hoarding coins, they're not making them, the laundromats are going out of business because they depend on coins, because people have credit cards that go to laundromats usually. You know, that's a really interesting, I thought it was an interesting subset.
It's an interesting aspect. Also, let me ask you a question. Do you find as the months and the years go by that your visit to the ATM machine to replenish your wallet with cash, that those visits are becoming fewer and farther between?
I'm not the typical person. I don't usually use an ATM. I very rarely use an ATM machine.
Well, do you
go to the bank
cash?
To do my. I don't carry as much as I used to. I've become much more dependent on using a credit card, but I've done it not for the conventional reason. My credit cards that I have, the three of them that are tied to my usage of American Airlines, give me access to a better seat on the plane. Isn't that? Think about that in terms of how you manage. Yeah, I do, and it makes it easy for me to get a seat and a better part of the plane, which is what I desire, because most of the trips I take are 5-6 hours or more. And that's what motivates
me. But I'd imagine people listening to us right now, following along with this, and, I just said something that everybody's going to say, hey, how does that affect me? Feel your wallet. Do you carry as much cash in your wallet? Do you use cash? Do you visit the ATM as much these days as you did a year ago, 2 years ago? Of course, the quarantining and the pandemic has changed our habits, but... Yeah. Cash is becoming something that is disappearing from our day-to-day
Well, think
concerns.
About the impact. Last week's, you have had last 2 weeks at talkers.com and mhinterview.com, the fellow, who came from the talk show who's wearing an ankle bracelet at the moment under house arrest because he was involved in cryptocurrency on his radio program. That's, it's... That's pretty Mondo Bizarro when you...
Right, from Indian head pennies to cryptocurrency. All
within here we are. All right, lifetime. We'll get to the story list and the people list in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Do you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now he's speaking Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the stories and the people, although listening to this program so far this week, you wouldn't know that. We're going to get to the stories right now. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Let's go through the people list first. Michael, and the story list, please.
Yeah, we better get them done now before they change on us. That's how fast things change.
Exactly.
At number 10, we have big tech and social media. At number 9, we have U.S. relations with Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I guess that's the axis of evil. At number 8, the Oscar slap. At number 7, the Supreme Court of the United States nomination, and that's tied with race relations. At number 6, we have election talk for both 2022 and 2024, and that's tied with crime. At number 5, the aforementioned...
The way they run elections in this country is a crime.
Right, it all blends together. Mm-hmm. At number 5, the Hunter Biden investigation. I happen to have possession of his laptop. No, I don't.
Good for you, Michael.
I mean, the laptop. Go explain that story in five sentences.
Explain how the guys in the House of Representatives on that committee in the Senate got copies of the checks that he wrote or was given from the Chinese government or the Chinese, millions of dollars in checks. How the hell did these guys get all those copies? That's pretty interesting. The thought in and of itself, not that we didn't think that Hunter Biden was a crook, because I've always thought he was a crook. He's not that bright. It's a good thing he's got the father that he has, because otherwise he'd be in jail at the moment. But and mostly because he's not that smart. But where in the, these guys, Grassley's holding up this check for $5 million. Did you see that?
It's mind-blowing. All of this stuff is beyond my grasp of fully able to digest what makes these people tick.
Yeah.
It's arrogance.
Money.
I think it's arrogance connected with ignorance, mm-hmm. And that often leads to a lack of ethics. Sometimes people unwittingly are unethical because they think that's the way things are.
Mm.
They haven't, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
At number 4, we have the January 6th committee. At number 3, lingering conversation about our nagging worries over COVID-19. At number 2, the economy. And at number 1, the Russia-Ukraine war. The people that populate this mess, at number 10, Xi Jinping. At number 9, Ketanji Jackson Brown. Or Brown Jackson, not Jackson Brown. Yeah. That's what they. I'm looking at a typo here.
Yeah, right.
Jackson Brown appearing at your local, you know.
Well, that's why it makes it easy, even though her name is Brown Jackson. It makes it easy. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. I remember him. I remember that combo.
Well, we've uncovered a typo here that I have to make sure it gets fixed. Ultimately, I get blamed for all typos. And let me tell you.
You deserved it. All those blames.
All publishers walk around with fear of the unintended typo.
Yes.
Madison Cawthorn is at number 8. There's a blip on the screen. At number 7, Will Smith and Chris Rock, both wallowing in publicity. Hunter Biden at number 6, he'd rather not wallow. At number 5, Clarence and Ginny. Number 4, Donald Trump. Yeah.
Another wallower.
Vladimir Zelensky's at 3. Vladimir Putin, as opposed to Vladimir Zelensky. Vladimir Putin is at number 2 and Joe Biden's number 1. And that's a snapshot of all of the crazy stuff going on during these slappy days.
You know, it's very interesting, the pointing out is Zelensky is a Jewish guy, and a lot of people in Ukraine are Jewish. And the same, Vladimir is like Joe. And they both are the same name, essentially, but they're spelled differently because of the ethnicity, much as anything else. I think that's very... It's always interesting to find out about the culture of people and why things are as they are. And speaking of things as they are, it's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Details on Russia's military actions in Ukraine include rape, civilian executions, using buses with Ukrainian kids to escort their tanks, minefields, and booby-trapping bodies are all in display as Russian troops pull back from Kyiv to focus elsewhere in their invasion. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Elon Musk has just bought over 9% of Twitter, according to a regulatory filing published Monday by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Musk recently told his fans of about 80 million on Twitter he's given serious thought to start a fresh social media platform to rival Twitter, which he points out Twitter is failing to adhere to free speech principles. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
There are too many young people in this room who do not feel loved. Too many. And we've got to change that around if we're going to change around the trajectory of their lives.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. New data shows over half the carjackings in Chicago are being committed by juveniles. Chicago Alderman and former cop Anthony Napolitano says the Democrats backing the defund the police movement and criminals not being prosecuted is the problem.
Yeah, I don't think these are unloved children. I think they're unprosecuted children, and it's an unfortunate thing. You know, they're zero parental guidance. I'll give her that. But they're not charged. They're not put in prison anymore. We're not going to have that moment with these kids where we give them a hug and tell them it's not their fault. They're robbing people at gunpoint. They're beating them with an inch of their lives, and they're stealing their cars. We need more of a prosecution moment here. It's not the non-love factor. It's a non-prosecution factor. You know, these kids know it. They're getting away with crime every day. If you tell them the oven's hot and they burn their hand, they're never going to touch that oven again. The same thing goes on with the crime in this city. We've emptied out half of our jail systems. We have plenty of room to start charging these juveniles as adults and putting them away for time and letting them realize that there's crime and there's punishment.
Over 100 police officers have been shot in America so far this year, making good police officers walk away from their jobs thanks to these policies not supporting the people that put their lives on the line every day. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 34 after the hour on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks who do the research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison representing Talkers. He's the editor and publisher. We've gone through the charts. And so I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The business of our relationship with China, what goes on, what we know and what we don't know. I thought it was very interesting this week to sort of piggyback on number 9 on the story list, the story of a newsman named Qing Li, who was the number one anchor in Beijing. He was born in Australia and emigrated to China, and he has been on Chinese television for a number of years until he said something that the powers that be didn't like. He was removed and hasn't been seen since. So now all of a sudden there is a court case because he's been charged with treason. And he may have to spend the rest of his life in prison because of what he said in a newscast back in 2019, apparently. That's when this took place. So, you know, you wonder about, we get into all of these things about our journalistic prowess and, you know, what to believe and what not to believe. And I just, when I saw that, I thought, okay, well, that's worth a mention or two, because in China, the courts, you know, there's no real reason for having a court in China or in Russia or in North Korea or in many of these other countries. The Taliban, you think there are courts, judges in Afghanistan? People, it's a joke.
Yeah. And the situation in Russia is very severe, too, in terms of journalists. They could go to jail for 15 years for using the wrong words in describing this military confrontation with Ukraine. I mean, they can't even call it a war. The Russian media refers to their soldiers as peacekeepers. All kinds of things are happening. Look, the world of journalism is always a dangerous one. Journalists are killed every year. Mm-hmm. We take the free press for granted in the United States, and we shouldn't. But we have to understand it.
Well, it's been abused a lot now of late, too. It isn't really, it is the free press, but is it really, is it journalism, is it news, or is it just another advocacy piece? And that's what's,
well, it's all of the above. Propaganda and news and journalism and entertainment, these are problems that have gone back all the way to the beginning of time. I mean, yellow journalism, remember that term back the turn of the century, two centuries, you know,
teapot don't watch. It's candle
well,
that.
So it's not like all of a sudden, you know, this pristine, you know, profession called journalism suddenly has suddenly gone bad. It's always been subject to that kind of scrutiny. But relative to the rest of the world, we have and have always had a robust free press, which is an extension of the First Amendment here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I could never feel comfortable saying, yeah, and we got it under control. No, it's constantly has to be defended. The First Amendment must constantly be defended, and it's very hard to defend the First Amendment when it comes to protecting unpopular speech.
Yeah, or stuff that's just wrong. You know, people say, oh, that guy's lying. Okay, well, he's got a right to lie under the First Amendment. Say what you want. Right. And people are being shut down all the time now because of whatever the woke classic of the day is, or politically correct. I don't even feel comfortable using the term because it sounds stupid to me.
What, woke. Politically correct? A woke?
No, politically. We've used that term for years. But what does it mean when someone says by their name in parentheses, he, she, they? Okay, so you are a woman. So we got that. We don't need you to tell us that you want to be referred to as he, she, or they, or he, or whatever it is. It just seems as maybe, and I hope that it's not just an age thing, it just seems like one more way of, instead of people being brought together, a way of separating. I want to be referred to as she. Okay, well, you're a woman, that's okay. But why do you have to put she, her, and whatever else you put after your name? Do I sound like some old codger? Or does it make sense to you?
No, what makes sense to me is that it's a very, very hot, contested issue right now in I refer to as the national conversation, and it's being discussed by people of all ages. It's not an age
thing. Why, though? Why? Why? What is there? It's a pronoun that we teach in 7th grade English or
Well, there's two reasons. One, some people have, the more practical side of that is there are people who have names that could be interpreted as female or male, you know, Sam, Jordan, a lot of names that are you know, so.
That was always the case.
Okay, there's that. But that's not the main thing. I mean, it goes back to the conversation that took place during the Supreme Court hearings last week with Ketanji Brown Jackson being asked by a senator, what is your definition of a woman, which was a politically loaded issue, and some people were not pleased with how she answered it. We live in an age of identity politics. We live in an age where people have chips on their shoulders, And there's a tremendous amount of confusion.
Everybody's got an issue. Yeah,
quite often, the pendulum swings way too far to whatever direction it was fleeing. It goes in the other direction.
Well, I think that if we go to number eight, the Oscars and blast, that was a perfect example from my perspective of being, and this is not woke or probably politically correct, but it certainly was an example in my mind. And I said this freely on the air on Monday, that it looked to me like the pendulum had swung way the other way after, what, how many years ago were there a lot of complaints because there were no blacks on the stage, no blacks nominated, none of that stuff. And now it went way the other way. And look at the big story was two black guys getting into an argument that made the Oscars seem irrelevant because, you know, after the show was over, nobody talked about the winners. They talked about the slap.
And if it had been for the slap, nobody would have been talking about it.
No.
I did not watch the Oscars.
You didn't?
And no, I did not. I saw some of the replays. Well, first of all, knowing that you can see the highlights of any long, boring show, including some of the late-night TV shows, knowing that you can get the highlights of it the next day on YouTube or any number of other platforms, saves you a lot of time. It really does. It saves you a lot. I mean, come on, is there anything more boring than watching those old-fashioned award shows?
No.
At one time,
the Grammys are coming up. As we do this program this weekend, it'll be the Grammys. People will be looking for some gaffe somewhere because that's the only thing that makes them interesting anymore.
But the audiences are smaller because these are no longer national cultural events that everybody shares in. Most people, look, the slap heard across the world, you know, or slappy days as we just described. This story has 5, 6, 7 subtopics that are extremely important. You know, whether or not the L.A. police should have arrested him for violence and assault, whether there was racial connotations involved in it because of the nature of the illness that was being discussed that affects African-American women predominantly or more so than other people. You mentioned before two black guys. What is a movie? I mean, you know, is there a need anymore for Oscars? Is there a need for the television industry and the motion picture industry to actually have two separate awards when, in fact, cross-platform digital era stuff has merged the television industry and the filmmaking industry into one business now? That the idea that a theatrically presented full-length feature film can be seen in a theater and then eventually it'll make its way to television. That paradigm which governed show business, that which we call Hollywood for so many years, has all but faded in the last 5, 6 years with the advent of smart TVs and streaming and companies like Netflix investing enormous amounts of money in really, really fabulous productions that still come under the category of television shows.
Well, the actors, the writers, they love it. My son happens to be a writer for both television and movies, and you're right. As you were going through that, I was the pitches that he's done recently, one with his wife that goes to, you know, the Nets of the world, and they go to all of the companies. They don't want you to pitch to NBC or CBS. They want you to pitch to their streaming services, Paramount. They want to, you know, that's where they want to look at the new product. But there are 500, Michael, 500 things in production right now in Los Angeles who are connected to all of these things that you just enumerated.
It's a golden era.
All the actors love it because they're all busy as could be.
Absolutely. But it's not as demarcated as it used to be between being a TV actor and being a movie actor.
Exactly. Kevin Costner on Yellowstone. He was never, would you ever have thought he'd do a TV show?
But is Yellowstone really a TV show?
No,
Yellowstone is a
Paramount
financed
Plus
by TV. Look at The Crown. We're going to wind up with 4 seasons, 10 episodes per season. It's a 40-hour movie. It's not a TV series. They put them all there at the same time. You binge it. It's a 40-hour movie. Can you imagine? You know, we used to have Ben-Hur, 3.5 hours. Big 40-hour movie.
Incredible. Look at Downton Abbey. They created a television program that now has so easily lent itself to the big screen. People want to see, and then it'll be, you know, it'll end up on Netflix or wherever they...
Then there's the big screen, small screen thing, where people have home theaters that are absolutely rival going to a movie theater.
Yeah.
Or you can watch the latest movie on your iPhone while waiting
while
for
you're
a
on
bus.
An airplane. Yeah,
or on an airplane. Bingo.
Yeah. All right. That's it. It's 46 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Did you know that April marks Earth Month? Amazon makes it easier to shop more sustainable products with the Climate Pledge Friendly program. The Climate Pledge Friendly label on Amazon offers customers a simple way to find more sustainable products while shopping on Amazon. The Climate Pledge Friendly label indicates that items have one or more sustainability certifications and help preserve the natural world. Shoppers can browse more than 200,000 Climate Pledge Friendly items online, including spring cleaning products, toys and craft supplies, apparel for a wardrobe refresh, and more. Climate Pledge Friendly features more than 10,000 brands, including Burt's Bees, Mrs. Meyers, Neutrogena, The Honest Company, and more. To discover and shop the wide selection of more sustainable products this month and beyond, visit Amazon.com and search for Climate Pledge Friendly, or find the Climate Pledge Friendly label in search results or on product pages. Every day is Earth Day.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. others, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And our tech guru is none other than Victoria Keelan. You can follow her at On Air Victoria. And it's a jam-packed week, Victoria. The top 5 stories start at number 5 with T-Mobile beginning their shutdown of the Sprint 3G network.
Yep. So this is like the merger that never ends. T-Mobile and Sprint have been going back and forth for what feels like a decade. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, I actually forgot about that. Yeah, so this has been going on for a long time, and T-Mobile said this week that their shutdown of Sprint's 3G network is actually proceeding as planned. Sprint has not had their stuff together. T-Mobile, during this Sprint merger, which closed in 2020, they also acquired Dish, which is also part of this deal, acquired Boost Mobile in July of 2020 with the goal of making Dish and Sprint's place kind of like together as the fourth wireless carrier. And so this whole thing has been a mess. And now T-Mobile has no choice but to ditch the 3G. As everyone knows, we're all in 5G land. And so T-Mobile has said they're moving forward. They're starting to migrate customers over from Sprint to T-Mobile. There will be hiccups. So if you are a Sprint or Boost Mobile customer and you're losing service, make sure you stay on top of it, and make sure you stay on top of your bill, because if you have outages or if you have days or maybe even weeks where you don't have service, which is unlikely to happen, but it could, then you want to make sure that, you know, you're staying on top of it so you're not getting billed for the service that you're not getting.
Don't like that. Number 4 on the list involves Apple Pay and Russia.
Yeah, so Apple Pay this week no longer is supporting the Russian card payment system Mir, which closes a loophole that lets Russians continue to use the service amid these economic sanctions that have been put on the rest of the country. Apple also noted this week that any Mir cards previously added to Apple Pay will also stop working by the end of this week. And so Mir is owned by the Central Bank of Russia. It was established in response to the economic sanctions that was put on Russia after it annexed Crimea in 2014. So essentially, this is an entire system that's been designed to skirt sanctions. And so now Apple Pay and Google Pay jumped on this as well, saying, okay, we are moving completely away from this, and now Visa and MasterCard have also backed out. They've suspended all their operations in Russia. It's getting to be crunch time for anyone in Russia trying to use a credit card. We reviewed the top five tech stories of the week at number three, Victoria. I've gotten this before where you get a spam message, and it's coming from your own phone number. That's super confusing. What does it mean? Yeah, so this is like the next level of spam texting. They call it smishing. It's SMS phishing, smishing. And so I've been smished too. So this is the next level. Normally you get a phone call or you get a text from a number that like kind of starts out looking like yours and then the last four digits or two digits are off. This is now the next level where from Verizon and AT&T, people have reported getting text messages from themselves. And when you click on the link of whatever is texted to you, it actually when you look to see who it's really coming from, it goes right into your own phone book, which is really eerie. So if Verizon says they're working on it, but they don't know how to, basically they've admitted they don't know how to fix this problem yet. AT&T is also trying to work on this. This is just, you know, when you spoof a number, your own number, it is really hard to report that to the FCC because it's your own number, so you're kind of telling on yourself. And what's the answer? Do you get a new phone number? No one wants to change numbers, right? We carry them with us now forever. So it's been a really big issue, and it's only getting worse. If you are inundated with this, you can actually forward, and the U.S., the government is actually encouraging people to do this, forward those spam texts to spam, which is 7726.
Number two on the list of the top five tech stories, Facebook apparently going after TikTok with this anti-TikTok campaign. What happened there?
Well, this is what happens when Facebook gets threatened, right? When Instagram was brand new and taking all the young people from Facebook, Facebook decided, well, we're just going to have to buy Instagram. And Mark Zuckerberg lost his mind over the possibility that he would not be able to buy Instagram, so he did. Now TikTok is the next big threat. So they've hired this firm called Targeted Victory, which is actually a company that GOP fundraisers have used for opposition research and things like that. So they hired them to do this smear campaign on TikTok, and they got busted big time this week, and I don't think it affected any of the users on TikTok.
Can't buy them, destroy them. All right, number one on the list, no surprise, a big warning for Americans to look out for Russian hackers.
Yeah, the U.S. government this week is wary about the possibility of a Russian cyber attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, along with private businesses. This is not just our infrastructure and pipelines. Everyone needs to be on high alert. If you own a small business, large company, corporation, whatever, beef up your cybersecurity.
Use our hashtag Tech Talk. Follow all the latest stories and follow us at DJV Show at 59 minutes past the hour.
If Ernest Hemingway.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.